And welcome home to Coffee and Conversation, sponsored by The Hive. And we have our drinks. Jonathan DeVore, principal at Heisville Elementary. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Doing great. And Stephanie Decker is in the studio as well. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning.
And Jonathan, you're a black coffee kind of guy. Is that right?
That is correct. I like it strong and bitter.
Okay, there you go. Well, hopefully we did a good job with that.
It is fantastic.
I believe I've got a Mustang Sally. So, you know, I'm getting ready to rev my engine up, I guess, when I have that here in a few moments. We appreciate The Hive and all they do for us, and glad that they are sponsoring Coffee and Conversation, Barron County Schools Day on the radio. And Heisville is taking over that slot today. We're glad to have you folks.
We're glad to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Well, you're more than welcome. Jonathan, what's going on you want to talk about first today?
Well, next week on Wednesday, November the 12th at 8:30, we're going to have our Veterans Day program to recognize our veterans of our students. Who have family members who are in service or have come out of service, have served our country. We just want to recognize them and thank them for all the sacrifice that they made so that we can have school and enjoy the freedoms that we do here in America.
Well, Matt Mutter was in last hour, and we previewed just a little bit about the activities for next week. It's always good for the schools to get involved, and the students are always respectful, aren't they?
Always. We are... Music program, they always sing songs. All of our students sing songs, and they're so much fun to listen to. Our kids get into it. They're so respectful to all of our veterans, and it's just a great thing to see.
Well, I know it's going to be a good program, and if there are family members, someone in the high school community that has served, maybe they have no one at the school, but veterans are invited to come
Absolutely.
Out and be honored, aren't they?
Absolutely. We're more than welcome to welcome our veterans in. They'll just have to sign in, and we have a seat for them front and center.
Excellent.
As the main attraction.
Okay, excellent. They can be cardinal for a day, right?
That's right.
And Stephanie, always good to have you in. And there's a food drive that we need to know about.
There is
correct?
A food drive, yes. Yeah, so this is a district food drive.
Okay.
And that is going on now until November the 25th, I believe. And I think that list is actually on our Barron County website, the main page. But some of the items that we are collecting are canned beans, instant oatmeal, cereal, canned pastas, mac and cheese, a lot of the non-perishables. We need a lot of hearty items like beef stew, the canned beef stew, ready-to-eat rice, you know, even things like peanut butter. I mean, look over here. We have the canned meats like canned tuna, canned chicken. You know, a lot of people bring in the canned veggies and fruits. We appreciate all that. We really are focusing on the protein items, things that will sustain our families. Yeah.
Well, very good. Of course, everyone's concerned about getting food to our families these days, and it's important. Glad that you all are doing it. What kind of time frame have we got on this food drive?
It starts now, and it goes through the 25th of this month. But listen, we will take anything at any time. So get with any Frisky in the Barron County school system, and we will gladly take any donations that you have, and we will make sure those get to the families in need.
And they can be made, donations can be made at each school within the county, right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, very good. It's a good thing to do for sure, and we want to get the word out about that. And did you say there is a flyer about that with information
I believe there is a flyer out, and that information's on our website for Barron County Schools.
Okay, we'll look for that, and we'll try to post that and get the word out and help you get the word out. Always exciting to be at a fall festival, Mr. DeVore, and I think you all have one coming up. Is that right?
Yes, sir, we do. Next Friday is the 14th, is our fall festival. Our games start at 5 o'clock. We are going to have all kinds of fun. From 5 to 7, we'll have games. We'll have food. We've got a chili dinner,
oh, cool.
Hot dogs, desserts. that you can come in and purchase. You don't have to be a member of Hinesville Elementary to come and support. We've also got an online auction going on right now.
Oh,
Miss
cool.
Stephanie probably
well,
wants
good.
To talk about that
yes.
a little bit.
Yeah.
So it's kind of long, but if you go to Facebook and you punch in 2025 Hinesville PTO Online Fall Festival Auction, that will take you to the page that you need to go to. We've got a lot of great items on there. We have things like tickets to the Creation Museum.
Oh,
we've got Barn Lot Theater, a ticket, I think tickets for that. There's some Blackstone Cherry tickets
nice.
For bid. So we've got a lot of great items on there.
Okay.
And that will end on November the 10th,
okay.
which is a week from yesterday. And that will be at 6 p.m. And then I will be reaching out. Those items, if you win an item, they can be picked up the night of the Fall Festival, which is November the 14th, in my office. Or if you need to make other arrangements, we can take care of that
okay.
as well.
Because they don't have to be present to,
right.
to win.
Everything
is that right?
Right. Everything
okay.
is done online.
Okay. Well, good deal. That's
Stephanie,
exciting.
One of these years, I'm going to win that country ham.
Yeah, he keeps bidding,
keep bidding
on that
on country,
country
ham,
ham
and
yeah.
I never win. So we'll see how it goes this
yeah,
year.
Yeah, I understand. But you know, that seems like the item. I think everyone with Thanksgiving and yeah. Christmas coming, that would be a, you know, a good one to have for yeah, sure.
Absolutely.
We're also going to have our bingo game, cakewalk. We've got our Christmas we've got classroom baskets, a lot of students. That's a great time to if you've got a small child, that our Christmas baskets are one of a kind. I mean, our classroom baskets, mm-hmm. they end up bringing in quite a bit of money. And,
okay, good deal.
And it helps out our individual classrooms, not to mention you can get some really good stuff out of those baskets. We've also got I think we're going to have back the Pie the Principal in the Face.
Well,
that's always a hot.
Oh, I
yeah.
can imagine. I can
yeah.
imagine.
I can't
hot
imagine
attraction.
Why people want to pie me in the face so much, but they do. They enjoy it. The kids get a big kick out of that.
You'll get the trash bags ready and the
yeah.
necessary protection and let them fly, right?
Absolutely. They have a real good time with that. We also will have a 50-50 raffle at this one, so that's it's going to be a good night.
Okay.
We look forward to it. It's always a lot of fun to see all of our families come out and have a good time.
It's such a bonding time for the community, isn't it? And the school community.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's always a lot of fun. Well, super. A lot going on at Hinesville, so we appreciate you letting us know about it, and we'll help get the word out as we can. And Stephanie Decker, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
And Mr. Jonathan DeVore, thank you for joining us this morning. We did cover everything that we needed to talk about, right?
Yeah, I was just going to brag on our parents and our students.
Please do.
They've had our attendance. We are in the run-ins all the time for the highest attendance in the district. We've been at an average of around 96% for this school year, which is phenomenal. That's always our goal, is to be up there. We've had so many days where we've been 99, so mm-hmm. close to 100% attendance this year so far. So even with the sickness that's going around, our kids are still staying healthy and showing up, and they're such a wonderful group of kids, and our parents are doing a great job of making sure that school is an important piece to the life of our kids and continues to improve our scores that hopefully we'll get to talk about here soon.
Yeah.
Looking forward to sharing how well our students did last year as well.
All right. Looking forward to that. So thanks much, Mr. DeVore, and we'll let you all journey back to Hinesville and have a great day.
All right. Thank you.
All right. 741 on WCLU.